Blog Talk Radio.
It's Mom Zone. Breaking news, the Fremont family declares where they're going for back to school.
The Fremonts are going with Academy.
Mrs. Fremont, why Academy over another store?
When my kids say they'll never use math in the real world, I just show them how low my Academy receipt is.
Do you have any other thoughts?
Look, back to school is a numbers game, and numbers don't lie.
Nobody starts your season with better brands and lower prices than Academy. Academy Sports and Outdoors. For all, for less. Price.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio. And I thank you for being faithful to this ministry, this broadcast, Mission from the Heart. And we're going to just really dig into a beautiful lesson today, as they always are. The Word of God is beautiful to those who hunger and thirst for spiritual growth. And as we continue to press in toward our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the Word of God and through prayer and fellowship one with another, as well as praise and worship, we are going to be the ambassadors that we are called to be. We are children of the Most High God. And when we continue to grow and go in grace, it builds and strengthens our faith. So thank you for being faithful to not only the ministry, but to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God Almighty, that when we are faithful, He remains faithful. When we waver in faith, He still remains faithful to us. So God bless you, and thank you for being faithful again to this ministry. So we're going to look at our lesson today. And we, as I always do, ask that you come ready, willing, and able. Get your paper and pencil, and of course, the most important thing is your Bible. Now, I do have my Bible on my tablet as well as my cell phone, but I will be turning the pages of the Bible today, and you just come ready to take note and open your hearts to receive the sweetness of the Word, that you would receive what the Holy Spirit reveals to you, that you can ponder on that Word or that sweet nugget and share it with someone else who may not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And that's what ministry is about, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So our lesson today in this particular teaching track is no-so faith, not a so-so faith. And if you have faith, you can be sure that there will be a time in your life when that faith test comes about. Think about it. When that faith test comes about, God never promises us freedom from problems or struggles, for that matter. What He has promised us is that He will be with us through every trial. That's a promise. He will always provide us the way out. And that is endurance, to withstand every trial. That's the way, endurance, to go through the trial, the struggle. You are to have, as I indicated, a no-so faith, not a so-so faith, the faith that wavers back and forth, uncertain, unsure. So I'm going to focus your attention on fighting a good fight of the faith. And we're going to look at this, as usual, in Scripture, because I'm one that likes to teach God's Word in light of Scripture. And we don't have to do a lot of extra talking or over the top, illustrating the word itself teaches the saints, the believers in Christ Jesus, in which way we should go, in which direction and who we should follow, and the food that we eat along the way. And of course, this is through the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God through prayer. So let's get right to our lesson concerning fight the good fight of the faith. For you note takers, if you will, look, write down these three particular points. And in this teaching track, I always try to give 3 points that will help us see the principal teaching in this lesson. Point one is no cross, no crown. That's point one, no cross, no crown. Point two is ready yourself. Ready yourself. And point three, release the battle. Release the battle. So, again, we're looking at no-so faith, not a so-so faith. And point one is no cross, no crown. Point two, ready yourself. And point three, release the battle. So we're going to pounce right into our scripture that shows us each point concerning a no-so faith, not a so-so faith. And let's look at point one. But before I start digging in to this richness of the word, let's just lift up a prayer of praise to our God, Yahweh God. So if you would bow your head with me and partner with me in prayer, and we are just going to lift up a prayer of praise as we open up this particular teaching track. Lord God, Almighty, author and maker of heaven and earth, we bless you by the fruit of our lips, with the pitter-patter of our heart, as we come to the throne of grace, reverencing you, the great I Am, Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are faithful when we are unfaithful. You grant grace and mercy. For we exalt you, we praise you, we fall in love with you, and we say thank you for allowing us to come to the grace, the throne of grace, making our petitions known to you. Lord, bless every hearer of this broadcast concerning this particular lesson. Bless them, Lord, that they would receive what you have purposed them to receive, that they would take away the richness and sweetness of your word and reflect on the beautiful love that you shower down upon us, that they would learn to invite somebody into the ark of grace through salvation by faith, saved according to your awesome grace. We say thank you. Open our eyes, enrich our hearts, go before us, reveal to us. In Jesus' sweet name, amen. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for partnering with me in prayer as we lift up a prayer of praise to our God, Jehovah. Now, as I indicated, point one being no cross, no crown. So let's take a look at this particular point and how and what it means when I say no cross, no crown. Now, of course, in this particular point concerning our topic, no so faith, not a so-so faith. No cross, no crown concerning purpose in pain and struggle. That's the cross. Pain and struggle. The purpose in that. And of course, the crown is what we're going to look at in 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. So we're going to pounce right in to our verses and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal what He wants to reveal in this lesson today. So let's look at 2 Timothy 4, verse 8. Now, what's the foundation scripture concerning this teaching tract? The foundation passage is 1 Timothy 6, 11 through 16. And we will read that in this particular lesson, but I want to just focus on point one at this moment. So 2 Timothy chapter 4, and we're going to start in with verse 8. And we're looking at the crown. Second Timothy 4. And it reads this way, verse 8. And I'm going to read this in the New Living Translation. And then I'll reread it in the New King James Translation. And it reads, "And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness that the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that great day of his return." And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his glorious return. I'll reread this in the New King James Translation, verse 8. And it reads like this: "Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Now, this is the crown we're speaking about. And of course, it indicates that the crown of righteousness that the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that great day of his return. And of course, speaking of Jesus coming back for his bride. And for those who know without a shadow of a doubt, who know that they do know, that they know that they are saved by grace. They have confessed with their mouth and believed by faith that Jesus died on that cross for your sin. This lesson is for you. These scripture passages or verses in the passages are for you. And when you can come to an understanding of the kind of noso faith that we are to have as we sojourn through this barren land called earth, then everything else that goes on around us would not cause us to fret, waver in our faith, or live as if there's no hope. So in 2 Timothy 4, 8, it gives us the confidence that according to the New King James translation, it says, finally, there is laid up for me. Now make it personal. Put your name there. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Now, for those who are believers in Christ Jesus, and again, it goes back to you knowing without a shadow of a doubt that you are saved. And if anything were to happen to you, that you know without any doubt that you would ascend and not descend. And you are stating that, it is stating, the scripture is stating that you are to hunger for the return of Jesus Christ, to receive his bride, as it indicates in Revelation. Jesus is the groom, and the believers, the body of Christ, is his bride, and we are to look forward in his glorious return. Now we're going to look at Revelation 2, verse 10. So if you would walk with me to Revelation 2, and we're going to look at verse 10. And it reads, I'm in the New King James, Revelation 2, verse 10, do not fear any of these or those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful is the encouragement here. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Now, this pretty much solidifies point one, but we're going to look at it in even more detail. Point one indicating no cross, no crown, but Revelation 2, verse 10, solidifies it by stating, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. We are to stay faithful until we fall asleep, if you will, or until death. I like to think of it as falling asleep. Scriptures tell us that. And then it says, I will give you the crown of life. Now, if we back up to the sentence before, be faithful, in the New King James, it indicates, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. About to suffer. That means that we are going to have to bear some crosses along the way. Some of us may be heading into a storm. Some of us may be in the midst of a storm. And then there may be those who are coming out of a storm, a struggle. a situation. You know what that is. Some may have just got papers for a divorce from a spouse. Some may have got bad news concerning a child. Some may have even gotten bad news concerning a job, layoff, or their health. I don't know what you may have come out of, in the midst of, or maybe approaching. But the scripture says, do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And you will have tribulation 10 days according to the book of Revelation, but it says be faithful until death. And then he says, you will receive the crown of life. Now, let's just look at this and think about the crown of life. The cross was the sentences before what you received. When you're faithful until death, you will receive a crown of life. Now, is that a physical crown, a tangible crown? No. It's an illustration letting us know that we will receive the crown of life, eternal life, for running a race, that we are not to be weary. And let's look at this. In 1 Corinthians 9. Now keep in mind, no cross, no crown. And in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, it indicates for us to do not be afraid. Do not be afraid or in fear of these things that you may be suffering with or in. But you are to remain faithful. Because our faith is being tested. And I like to look at it and think of it this way. When these trials or these tests come in our life, God allows them. I like to call them faith attacks, almost like a pop-up sign or a red sign or a red light that's flashing things, faith attack, faith attack, faith attack. And those faith attacks do come up on every one of us when we're going through something. But the Bible tells us to be faithful until death, that we will receive the crown of life. Jesus is the life-giving tree. God tells us, well done, my good and faithful steward. And so we are to remain faithful even in the pain, even in the suffering, even in the devastation. We are to bear that cross because, as I said in the intro, he will provide us the way out. And of course, the way out is endurance. He provides us the strength, the endurance to get through it. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 9 and move over to that particular book of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 9, and we're going to read 24. Start at verse 24. And it reads this way. Again, I'll read in the New King James translation, 1 Corinthians 9:24, and we'll move through to 28. to 27. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is perfect in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown. I indicated that this race that we run, or the cross that we bear to receive the crown of righteousness or the crown of life, it's not a tangible crown like some are in the habit of running, according to this particular passage Paul is indicating to the church of Corinth. He said, now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. I myself should be disqualified. So let's look at this again. Now, we don't run a race for a tangible crown. We run a race for a imperishable crown. And Paul said, though I run, or therefore I run, not with uncertainty. And that's that so-so faith. That's running with a wavering faith, unsure of what to do, a fretting. It says in Scripture, according to Proverbs 24:19, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. That's Galatians 6:9. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. So we don't run around doing things or as if we are a chicken without a head, fretting. We have a certainty in Christ Jesus. We have a no-so faith. And in our well-doing, in the midst of a storm, whether you're physically doing something or mentally thinking of good things concerning Scripture, concerning sharing, concerning being in prayer with the Lord, or verbalizing praise unto God, even in the midst of the struggle, the pain, we have the certainty of knowing that the race that we run, we will receive the crown, a crown of righteousness, a crown of life. And according to this passage, Paul goes on to say in the 25th verse, but we for an imperishable crown, 26, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, or shadow boxing, if you will. Shadow boxing, fighting a shadow, something that's not really there. But I discipline my body and bring it into submission, lest when I have preached to others, I myself shall become disqualified. We are to not box around as if we have no hope. in our devastation, in our pain, in our struggle. We are to have a no-so faith. And remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So when we